Right, I'm going to take a couple calls here, and then I've got something really, really, really weird for you. This is weirder than the Planet X thing. This has to do with Bush. This was at Democratic Underground, one of the forums today. Bush's little quote from the book of Isaiah, when he was finishing up with props, that would be the troops, on board the USS Abraham Lincoln. And this is really bizarre, but before we get to it, let's go back to the calls here for a second. Jerry is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Jerry.
Good evening, Mark.
How you doing?
Well, what I call what Bush does, and I'm curious to hear your takes on his quoting Isaiah, is mesmerism. And I've called him a Luciferian Arianism at what he practices. Ever since I've grown up, again, I've always, you know, been given the Nazi metaphor for, you know, we can't allow this to happen here. Mm-hmm. This can't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it does. And I think you all have the best links on to regarding the Nazism that this administration might be fooling around in or have once.
Yeah.
But on the very right wing, if you listen to the shortwave radio now, they now actually say that he is the Antichrist because one of the things that he's doing, of course, is restructuring Babylon. I'm serious.
Yeah. The really wacko Christian fundamentalists who are out there somewhere around Pluto, who do use shortwave radio to spread their fear and trembling. Yeah, I think they're starting to realize what they've assisted in
creating.
Yeah, in creating and bringing into power. Now, of course, I don't believe any of this nonsense. To me, the Book of Revelation was written when somebody was on a bad acid trip, ate too many of those desert peyote buttons, and just went berserk. And wrote what he wrote, John of some John, you know.
That guy in Patmos, Greece, or whatever, that guy stranded on that island.
Sure.
The Kabbalah that I've ever read is by Carlos Suarez.
Yeah.
In a book called The Cipher of Genesis that goes into the Old Testament and Kabbalah. But, for instance, Ur of the Chaldees, at the town of Ur that Abraham came out of, and when he came out of it, by the way, his name was actually Abram.
Yeah.
If you look in the old book of Genesis, but Ur the Chaldees, for instance, is an example of this type of mesmerism, because Ur actually means in the ancient Hebrew Aleph Vav Resh, or
now don't get too deep on us here.
Well, it's the light inside the container, the false light inside the container that holds the people spellbound.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what Ur. That's why I thought it was interesting that he was having that his discussion of the remake of Babylon and Ur.
Mm-hmm.
But the fundamentalist Christians, and again, you know, I like to smoke the Hubble bubble and watch TV myself. And my favorite evangelicals to watch, because again, I'm only watching them like you watch a canary in a coal mine.
Right.
Rexella and Jack Van Impe.
Yeah, they are a real circus act.
Oh, they are a circus act. Rexella and Jack Van Impe. Now, they now have this new coalition started with all these other evangelicals, including Pat Boone.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of others, but it's this whole thing that you've mentioned before about the Jews for Jesus.
Yeah.
You are now being asked as a fundamentalist to help save a Jewish soul.
Right, or kill him.
Well, that's what I thought was so evil about this, because I swear to Yahushua, Amentep, Yoho, right. That... Yoho Shoho.
Yeah.
Yadavai.
Okay.
And while he was saying this, they had overplaying films of the Nazi era, films of the Holocaust.
Oh, God.
And he was actually saying the most anti-Semitic thing you can do is to withhold the salvation of Yahushua, whatever they call Jesus.
Well, yeah, they will give the Jews a choice. And of course, this is well known in fundamentalist Christian Armageddonist theology. When the day comes, the Jews will be given a choice, either accept Christ or die.
And that day is now.
Well,
that day is today, according to what I've just been watching on TV,
right.
with El Jorge from the Junta's Friends.
Right.
And for $500, Mike, you can buy the most beautiful Horms Ram chauffeur. We ought to buy it, and we ought to blow it to bring in the age.
Oh, my God. Don't forget your prayer glove, too. I swear to God, it's like somebody has put really bad acid in the nation's water supply, and we are all on this really weird, weird, weird acid trip. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. We must counter it with myths, and the best myth is, Mike, you were talking yesterday about alienation.
Yeah.
Karl Marx wrote the best thing in the Communist Manifesto about alienated labor.
Yeah.
That goes right hand in hand with the UFO thing. aliens.
I'm sure it does. Crop circles.
What?
Crop circles.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's what I heard an old Soviet general say on PBS after the Berlin Wall fell.
Yeah.
And that is the whole problem with us in the West is we blame things as coming from outer space.
Right.
And don't understand that our solutions are actually here on Earth.
Inner space. I agree with that. Jerry, always good to hear from you, pal.
Ciao.
All right, sir. Crop circles. We have become a crop circle. Before we take the break, have we got time? Play the soundbite. This is Bush yesterday towards the end of his speech on the USS Lincoln. I want you to hear this. I'm going to come back and reference it. So listen to this.
All of you, all in this generation of our military, have taken up the highest calling of history. You are defending your country and protecting the innocent from harm. And wherever you go, you carry a message of hope, a message that is ancient and ever new.
Here it comes.
In the words of the prophet Isaiah, to the captives come out, and to those in darkness be free. Thank you for serving our country and our cause. May God bless you all. And may God continue to bless America.
Now, what he said there, the reference to the message from the Bible, from the Old Testament, from the Jewish Bible, from the Jewish history, the prophet Isaiah. Now, trust me on this, truth seeker. I know most of you are way ahead of me here, but indulge me then. When Bush's handlers pick these various Bible verses, There are specific and focused reasons for doing so. Where it concerns the quotation from Isaiah, there was a very interesting thread on Democratic Underground today, so interesting that I'm going to post the link to it so you can examine it yourself when this program's over later on this evening. Here's what it says. This thing was put out here by one of the posters, Be Here Now. In his teleprompter read speech the other night, the cowboy king of the world delivered a message to the fundamental Christians and Zionists that probably has them swooning and speaking in tongues. It's very important, Be Here Now writes, to understand the reference. Now, that little quote from Bush, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, to the captives come out, and to those in darkness be free. Let's go to Isaiah 61, verse 1. I read from the book. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoner, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. As Be Here Now writes at Democratic Underground, what Bush did, he declared himself the same as Jesus. These are the same verses Jesus applies to himself in Nazareth in the New Testament. And what was Jesus referring to? His own second coming. In other words, George Bush on the deck of that aircraft carrier announced the second coming of Christ. And guess who it is? Be Here Now writes, there is so much reference here it is impossible to explain. I am freaking out. Other DU Christians, and I mean Christians, not nut jobs, do you hear me? If you know your Bibles, you're freaking out too. What is it, the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution? that allows the Congress to remove a president from office who becomes physically or mentally incapacitated. Is it not time, perhaps, for that?
Superstar, what is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Oh my God! My senior correspondent in Minnesota is up rather late this evening, but he sends in this. I have no problem with Bush thinking, wishing, hoping he is the second coming of Christ. Let's indulge the boy king. So long as it all ends the same way. I'll get the spikes, if you get the hammer, if Matt gets the thorny crown, if Gizmo gets the cross, if Marge picks out the hill, and no tickets will be sold to the resurrection because there ain't going to be one. Knock, knock. Who's there? FBI, open up. I just got to hear that again. Can I hear that again, please? Ah, turn it up a little bit, Kathy. Okay, cut the music. Weird in here tonight, I swear it is.